Welcome to Benefits Update. This is Natalie Choate. The $100,000 income limitation that has prevented wealthy clients from doing Roth conversions is expiring at the end of 2009. In anticipation of this great event, there's been a flood of articles, stories, mailings, advertisements, trumpeting Roth conversions. And the result is lots of clients asking us, is a Roth IRA conversion right for me? Well, I'd open that conversation by saying to the client, it definitely would be nice to own a Roth IRA. With a Roth IRA, all distributions are tax-free. Not merely tax-deferred, but tax-free. Once you meet certain modest requirements, namely that you have to own the Roth IRA for 5 years and be over age 59 and a half. Also, there are no minimum required distributions from a Roth IRA during the participant's life. So, we can all agree it would be great to own a Roth IRA. The only issue is the price tag. How much do you have to pay to get this wonderful asset, and is the price worth it to you? And the price tag is that any money you transfer from a traditional plan to a Roth IRA is taxed as if it had been distributed to you outright. So normally, a Roth conversion incurs substantial income taxes in the short run. So should we run projections for every single client to figure out if they will benefit from a Roth IRA conversion? One school of thought says there's an easy answer to that question. The answer is, for now, forget about projections. Instead, everybody should convert every traditional plan or IRA that they own into a Roth IRA on the first business day of January 2010. Then, sometime late in the summer of 2011, the client and planner should actually sit down and figure out whether the conversion was a good idea. That's because the other thing you need to know about Roth IRAs is that you can change your mind about a Roth IRA conversion after the fact. You can undo the whole thing, or any part of it, and move the money back to a traditional IRA any time up until the so-called extended due date of the tax return for the year of the conversion. For most people, that means a 2010 Roth conversion can be reversed any time up until October 15th, 2011. So why even think about the decision until then? After all, we know that a Roth conversion will be a good deal if your investments and your tax rate go up, and you can leave the money in the plan for a long time. On the other hand, it'll probably be a bad deal if your investments and or tax rate go down, and or you have to take the money out of the plan soon. But we're in the dark right now regarding what your income tax rates and investment results will be for 2010 and 2011. By September 2011, we'll know a lot more than we know now in January 2010. If, for example, by September 2011 your investments have tanked, you're going to undo the Roth conversion. But if your investments have gone up and or your tax rate is going way up in the future, and you know that it is going to do that, well, then you'll decide at that time the Roth conversion probably is a good idea. So what should you tell your room full of clients? Convert everything on January 2010 and call me next summer? Maybe not. For one thing, the convert everything now and figure it out later approach is not cost-free. The taxes on all these 2010 conversions must be paid no later than April 15th, 2011. If you later unconvert, you can get the tax money back, but in the meantime, you've made an interest-free loan to the government. But let's first walk through our room full of clients and figure out if there's some people who clearly cannot or should not or will not convert to a Roth IRA, and ask those clients to leave the room. For example, there are many young people who have their money in 401k plans and other employer retirement plans. It's legally permitted to convert money directly from an employer plan to a Roth IRA, but only if you can get that money out of the employer plan in the first place. Most employer plans do not permit so-called in-service distributions. In fact, 401k plans, for example, are legally prohibited from distributing prior to the employee attaining age 59 and a half or separating from service. So if we've got a young, still employed client and all her money is in a company retirement plan, she's got nothing to convert to a Roth IRA unless she wants to quit her job to free up that money. That's someone who, by the way, might want to make a non-deductible IRA contribution for 2009 and 10, so she will have something to convert to a Roth IRA in 2010. Next, I don't personally run projections on whether a Roth conversion is a good idea, but those who do usually tell me that a Roth conversion only makes sense if you have enough money to pay the income tax on the conversion without taking the money out of the IRA itself. So, all those clients who have 100% of their wealth inside their retirement plans can probably now leave the room. Another person who should not do a Roth conversion is the client who is leaving all of his or her retirement plan to charity at death. It does not make sense to prepay income taxes on a plan that you are leaving to a tax-exempt entity. So we've gotten a lot of clients out of the room. Let's look at some clients who clearly should do the Roth conversion, such as any client who's in an abnormally low tax bracket in 2010. Someone with a huge net operating loss carry forward that can shelter the income from a Roth conversion, for example. Okay, that's pretty rare, but there are retirees who have large traditional IRAs who should be converting at least enough of those each year to use up their lower income tax brackets, such as a formerly high income professional who is just retired and he's in his 60s, his income is plunged, but his IRA is large and growing. He should be doing partial conversions of his large IRA now while he's in a low bracket, thus reducing his future income tax problem that will arise once he starts taking minimum distributions from his traditional IRA at age 70. There's also the widow who lives on a modest income and holds a huge IRA that she's planning to leave to her children at her death. And her children are all high-income professionals. That widow should be doing partial Roth conversions each year to use up her lower tax brackets. Remember, you don't hit the top tax bracket of 35% until you have $372,000 of taxable income. That's the 2009 rate. Another group of clients who can convert cheaply are those who, they're not in a low bracket, but they have a substantial portion of after-tax money in their plans. If you have a very high percentage of after-tax money in your plan, or IRA, you can do a really cheap Roth conversion of that plan, or IRA, and that, in my opinion, is a no-brainer. Of course, we do have some clients who want Roth conversions only if they are totally tax-free. If that client has some after-tax money in his plans, he may be able to isolate the after-tax money in an IRA and convert only the after-tax money. But to do that, he must also participate in a company plan that accepts rollovers, so that's not going to be everybody. Even those clients who say they're totally unwilling to pay any taxes before they have to, I would force all clients to at least open a small Roth IRA as soon as they're eligible to start their 5-year clock running in case they later change their mind and decide to do a more substantial Roth conversion. One more way to approach the question. What better use do you have for your outside-the-plan money? A client who's investing for capital gain and qualified dividends because of the 15% tax rate might realize that rate probably won't last long. The investment tax rate could go to 20% or higher. That client might decide outside investing is not attractive anymore and that he's better served by using that outside money to prepay the taxes on the tax-exempt Roth IRA. Similarly, someone who's afraid of creditors' claims, he's afraid of being sued. It's easier to shelter assets that are inside an IRA or Roth IRA than to shelter outside assets. So maybe that client should use up some of his outside assets, spend them down by prepaying the income taxes on the more protected assets inside his retirement plans. Well, we still have sitting in our waiting room plenty of clients who cannot do a tax-free or cheap Roth conversion, not worried about creditors' claims. They do have money they could convert, and they're not pathologically opposed to paying taxes. What do we tell those clients? Well, probably I think the answer is going to be to convert some money, but not all of your money. Hedge your bets. Bet some on each horse. But I admit, it's not easy to decide whether to convert your plans to a Roth, even though you do have the option to undo it later. I hope that I've helped you narrow the number of clients who really need to face that decision and to focus on the issues that the decision presents. For Morningstar Advisor, this is Natalie Choate.